Panthers post-game podcast on Panthers Radio in association with Zionomics. It's going to be joined by Chris Gadsby from the BBC / Panthers webcast today. Former Panthers netminder Dan Green, but Ken Feast, he's said he's got to go somewhere. New Year's Eve plans, is that where you're going?
Well, you know how it is, do you know what I mean? You've
yeah.
got big New Year's Eve plans.
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Popular, you know.
Nothing then.
Literally going home.
Right, you know, Ken, how fun was that in a pack? Didn't quite go away the other night against Sheffield. How fun was that for 6,500, nearly 7,000 fans and to see that? It was great, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of energy, and that's what you want in a sellout barn. You could feel that energy coming down onto the ice. Wilichka said, you know, in his interview that they felt that, they feel that on the bench. It felt like there were a couple of, you know, we had to do it the hard way tonight, didn't we? You know, we dug ourselves a 3-goal hole, and we had to come back in, and the energy in the building, I think, lifted the players to those quick goals in succession to get it back to 4-4, and then we just kept rolling, and then it was a great third period, lots of energy, and it was a great game.
I think we've kind of touched on this before, but you as DJ, and we've talked about it with players and off ice, that when this building has momentum, nothing beats it, and you can feel that momentum. Can you feel it building kind of from the booth there?
Yeah, tonight it felt like even when we were 3 goals down, it did feel like, and I say this here, people understand what I mean, so it felt like everybody in the building was on the same vibration, and the players were on that vibration as well, right from the get-go, right from the intros when they came out, and I felt like we were going to come back into the game. I mean, obviously you don't want to put yourself in that position, and if there were a couple of early chances in the first period that could have put that 3 goals out of the way by the end of the third. So, you know, not ideal, but yeah, I think we were all on the sort of same vibration in the building, and it was good. It felt good, the energy felt good, and there was a lot of energy. And yeah, it's a lot of fun doing my job when the crowd are going like that. And we also had a great service dog in as well.
Oh, wasn't that great, the dog?
Yeah, yeah. Just keeping the energy going with the barking as well. So yeah. Someone messaged me and said, is it a service dog? And I said, well, I don't know, but if it isn't, it shouldn't be in it.
No, yeah, it was a guide dog. Yeah. Don't bring your dog to the next game.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I did speak to some of the staff, that could be a great idea. Bring your dog to a game night.
Yeah.
Perhaps not. But that would be, yeah, it got a lot of love there. But no, it was, as you said, a service
dog. It's a lovely dog. Malinois or not a German Shepherd or something.
Don't know my dogs, but Happy New Year, Ken. We're going to let you go.
Well, yeah.
Are you stick around for
I'll
a bit more?
Stick around, I want to hear what
okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about him. Oh, unlucky. To you, Greener, what was the difference? You know, how did Panthers manage to come back tonight, but not on Tuesday or whenever it was?
I think getting that quick goal, we talked about it on commentary where, you know, it was 4-1. I think if it had been 4-1 for much longer, 5, 6, 7 more minutes, the momentum completely goes, you're really, you know, the time's against you. But the fact that we got that goal straight away, and I think also against Sheffield, you know, they scored a lot of their goals late on in that game. It was a 2-1, 3-1 game, and then they kind of pumped a few in at the end. But I just think getting that goal so quickly, I think Chris said it was 31 seconds between their fourth and our second, and it just seemed like as soon as that went in, we didn't want to say it, but we just knew that there was so much time left and it was just going to evaporate like that. I didn't expect it to be quite that quick, but no, the boys did great, and yeah, hopefully it rolls on to a couple of days' time.
You mentioned Chris, TSGG, I think that. TSG.
That's what you call me.
Yeah. One day we shall reveal what the initials mean. Chris, debut on Panthers webcast. Jono Bullard at home and well, so get well soon, Jono. What did you think of the game? What was it like to call?
I mean, I can't complain at 10 goals and a 6-4 victory, can I? No, I mean, that second period, it had everything. I mean, there were scrappy goals in there. I mean, as Dan, there was a fight in there as well, yeah. I mean, as Greener said there, you know, had it not been 31 seconds, I think it could have got away from the Panthers. We were a bit concerned that, you know, there were a couple of goals went through Jack's 5-hole, you thought, and maybe is this starting to go slightly downhill? But then the way that Panthers came back with 3 goals in 8 minutes themselves, after Coventry had got 3 goals in 5 minutes and just brought it back, and you felt that there was only one way the game was going to go going into the third period. What was strange being in the commentary booth rather than my normal press booth is that those headphones are so good I could barely hear the crowd. It's like watching it at the webcast with the volume turned right down low. So I sensed that the crowd was coming more into the game but couldn't hear the crowd coming more into the game.
Jack Berry, mentioned Jack Berry there. It strikes me, I remember shorthanded breakaway save at 4-4, wasn't there, when the other end Ferreira scored. That was a key moment.
Yeah, we talked about it. I thought Jack was great. You know, it was 4-1. If he lets another goal in, the game's over at any point, probably. And he knows that. And when you do let a couple in quickly, it starts to snowball the crowd. Obviously, you know, you can hear them. And, you know, we got back to 4-4. But in that third period, yeah, he made... Well, you saw the shots. We were almost 2-1 outshot, it seemed like, especially in that third period. But I thought he made some big saves at big points. And if it got, you know, if Coventry had got one while we were on our comeback, it would have totally wiped the crowd out and the momentum and everything. But he held the fort while we got those goals back. And then I thought he was excellent. So obviously a little bit of a tough start to the second, but you know, he hasn't played in 3 weeks or so. And then to kind of fight back, and I thought he was excellent.
He conceded four goals and still had a 900 save percentage, which tells you how many shots he had to face.
Yeah. Yeah, Danny Stewart thought his team were rubbish. It was just really interesting, his reaction. He was not impressed with the way they played.
Yeah, I think any time you give up a lead that big, you're obviously not going to be happy. I mean, they looked really good going forward. Every time they came forward, I thought they were going to score, even in the first period. And they looked dangerous. But, I mean, yeah, you know, you've got to find a way to shut the game down and kind of see that win out. But, I mean, yeah, you know, they'll go again. And I'm sure in 2 days it'll be a bit of a different story in their barn. I'm sure they'll be a lot better and be a good one.
Talk about Brett Welechko. I think he's been so consistent, you know, scoring goals. And tonight he showed his class again, Ken.
Yeah, you can't argue with that kind of form. And starting to look really dangerous, some of the combinations out there as well, and great passing movement. Like I say, could have had a couple more as well. So really good to see. I mean, just going back to the way we approached that game, I know we ended up in that sort of three goal hole, but you know, we talked about momentum, we talked about everything. What was good for me, and what I want to see more of, I want to see more of that aggression that we saw tonight. Okay, it's a massive thing, gets the crowd involved. I think that was what, for me, was lacking against the Steelers. I felt we played a little bit too kind of within ourselves. And tonight, we came out and we you know, there was a good amount of forecheck. We were out there crashing and bashing. And we were playing a game, we're playing a hard game tonight, a physical game. And I felt that's what was, we weren't physical enough against Sheffield. And I just felt like that physicality brings the crowd into it. There's a couple of, you know, Ricci, I don't think deserved to be end up in a fight for what happened. It just kind of was a coming together of the players. You know, Coventry player comes out worse, but there wasn't anything malicious from Fab. But if you look on the video, the guy's giving it, getting in his face. Fab throws down, and we've got a fight. We've got some energy, and I think all those little things really, really help to bring the energy and the momentum, and it's what this fan base likes to see as well.
It's really interesting you said that, because in Corey's pre-match interview with Jono, he had a really good answer where he goes, I want to see us play combative hockey, I want to see us push guys into the boards. It was almost his rallying call, so he probably repeated that message to his team, because as I say, in the pre-match interview, he was very clear on what he wanted to see from his side. He clearly felt he didn't have enough of it against Sheffield. He saw it in spades tonight, didn't he? You know, Ken's right, Greener.
Yeah, he's right. And it's not just tonight. Like, Ken's, you know, been here a long time as well. And it's in this building, you know, if it's physical, intense, blocking shots, it doesn't have to be fights, but you see gags going around, pushing people around, and it gives the fans, it gives the guys on the ice a boost, and the fans get into it, and it snowballs. You know, we score a couple of goals, Ricci has that fight, it's a little bit physical, and it just, and you know, when you come into this rink against that, it's really daunting. Whereas when you come in and it's a bit quiet, it's kind of easy physically, you just grow into the game, and it's just like being at home. But I think it's really easy to get a big momentum for the team here, but we just have to do it. We have to do those things that kind of cause that noise. So
This man looks like a man with a stat, doesn't he?
He's got
something.
He's
Chris Gadsby has some. What is it, Chris? It's not negative, or else I'm not letting you on. No.
Going back to Brett Welechko.
Yeah.
So that's 9 goals in the last 9 games for Welechko now.
Yeah.
He's got his game.
What it is? God.
Thanks, Dan.
Got you.
You did. A chuck a puck soft or hard?
I still think they're hard. From where I am, they're hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's got Panthers' only other hat trick so far this season, Jeremy Welsh in October against the Manchester Storm. So Wilic can now 23 points from 27 games. So not far off a point a game for the Panthers this season either. Mr. Consistent.
Yeah, absolutely. He has been consistent with his goal scoring. I think that's about it. We'll wrap it up. Some of the boys have left already. Just seen pizzas have been delivered to the dressing room. So, yeah, we'll be back again in midweek. At some point during the week ahead of... we got not much time. Yeah, we'll get Belfast as well.
Maybe before or just after. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll try and maybe get together on Thursday or something, just to have a chat. Just quickly before you go, I'm sorry, Feds. You're just going to get on the podcast. What a night! I mean, you know, what emotions come from 4-1 down?
Yeah, I mean, tough to. It's kind of a bit of a blur right now. We 4-1 down before we knew it was 4-4, and then we composed ourselves and came out and had a good third period, but. It's good that we had the character to come back for a change, because I think maybe the old us would have crumbled a little bit.
Corey said before the game in an interview he wanted to see a more combative style. He wouldn't be afraid to see guys put guys through the on the board. Do you feel you seems like the team played with that energy?
Yeah, I think I know from like my own point of view, when I'm doing the little things like that, it leads to the good things and chances created and. Like chance to shoot on goal and stuff, and if you're not doing those little things, it doesn't come. And I think sometimes guys worry about not necessarily points, but guys worry about making really nice plays and doing that kind of stuff. But if you're doing the little things and working hard, then that other stuff comes with it.
And just personally, you got that goal on that point position on the power play. How much are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it was nice. We've been working hard in practice, and with put my eyes in front of any goalie, it's nice for me to shoot at. And he took everything away and. To be fair, I couldn't even see the net myself. I knew if Mizey's there, I put it on net. It's got a chance. So,
brilliant. Happy New Year. Yeah. We'll let you go. Cheers, Feds. Excellent there. Well, great. Game winner as well, of course. 6-4 game. Game winner in this game there. Okay. Happy New Year to everyone. Thanks very much for joining us. And we'll see you again in a few days.